So that left lane has a tendency to want to pull you to the wall at the top end. So they just, you know, they prepared me for it. They said, you know, just be prepared. And I always leave a little bit to the right. I point the front end a little bit to the right. And for some reason, it always goes straight that way. And that was a very straight run. It was like on a rail. It was great.
Confidence level after the win, the time spent between then and now, the breakthrough, the first win since the big return, all of those things, and applying that energy here.
Oh, it's great to come off a win and come to a track where we've had success before, winning here twice. And I don't know. I think we're hot right now. It's a little late in the season, but it'll be nice to go out with a bang.
There you go. Questions from members of the media for our number one qualifier, Alexis DeJoria. Yes, Phil Burgess.
What turned your season around? Was it testing?
Was it
some
Dell sound? It's just everything kind of coming together. Yeah, Dell and Nikki did some testing with different setups, and it worked. Definitely in Bristol. I mean, those lanes were really tough to get over. And once they figured it out, I mean, we were on it all day, so we got really lucky there. We're a great team, great car, fast car, great crew chiefs. You know, I'm a good driver, I'd say. I'm very modest, but sometimes you have all those components and you just need a little bit of luck thrown your way, and that's what it took, so, yeah.
Any additional questions? Yes, sir.
I'll just ask you.
Pause for burnout.
That's a huge relief, a huge weight off of all of our shoulders. We just know it was just a matter of time, and we know we could do it. We have the car, we have everything to make it happen. We've all won before, but it was just a matter of everything lining up at the same time. Man, it's hard, it really is. But it makes the win so much more sweet. Thank you.
Before you go, Alexis, just some insight into the pit area. This is a kind of a tragic weekend for the NHRA family. Put out a tweet that was, you know, beautiful to say the least. You know, Dylan Cromwell, we lost one of our young, bright, up and coming crew guys. You know, what's it been like out there? What are people saying? And obviously, another tragedy hits the NHRA.
Yeah, Dylan was a sweetheart. One of my guys, Austin, he used to work with him on Jim Head's team, and they were really close. They lived together. Austin taught Dylan a lot, and they were really close. So it's been hard on our guys, Austin especially. And I definitely, you know, if things go our way and we win this race, I'm giving that trophy to his parents.
Thank you, Alexis. Good luck.
Thank you.